This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It appears Phil Boyer is making his retirement as president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association official today. Early reports say Boyer expects to remain in his post until late this year, stepping down shortly before or after AOPA Expo in November. ANN has learned the person expected to replace him is Craig L. Fuller, president and CEO of the National Association of Chain Drugstores. Phil will reflect back on his 18 years at AOPA in the Aero News special feature starting tomorrow. After talking down the future of T-Alert aircraft engines for weeks now, Diamond Aircraft Industries says it will try to put together a new venture to take over the engine maker once it files for insolvency, which is expected this week. According to Reuters, Diamond envisions a partnership with other general aviation manufacturers wishing to use T-Alert's Centurion turbodiesels, such as Cessna and Piper. Diamond CEO Christian Drees says his company is willing to invest nearly $79 million in such a partnership. Bruno Kebler, the insolvency administrator charged with sorting out the ruins at T-Alert, does not appear to be a fan of Diamond's attempt to form what he calls a syndicate. Quote, "As the officially appointed insolvency administrator, I have a clearly defined mission to achieve the best possible outcome for creditors, the company, and also its employees. Ultimately, the winner will be whoever tenders the most favorable bid, not the one who makes the most noise," unquote. With FAA reauthorization apparently mired hopelessly in the U.S. Senate until at least year's end, one of the few provisions many lawmakers agreed on has broken out into its own separate bill. We're talking about an airline passenger's bill of rights, and it's contained in House Resolution 6355. The bill was introduced in Congress last week by Congressman James Oberstar, chairman of the House Representatives Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, and Congressman Jerry Costello, chairman of the Aviation Subcommittee. Kate Hanai, founder and president of the Coalition for Airline Passengers Rights, Health, and Safety, is delighted. Quote, "Despite frustrations inevitably encountered in the process, we are delighted that passengers' rights are clearly now on the agenda of the House's appropriate leadership," unquote. The FAA has called out its controllers union for its latest hyperbole regarding a medical incident involving a controller on duty. Last Monday, a veteran controller at Reno Tahoe International Airport was taken to an emergency room after reporting chest pains. In a press release on Tuesday, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association said the controller suffered a heart attack after being forced Monday afternoon to work alone in the radar room at the airport during a shift which requires a staff of three. The FAA cried foul on Wednesday. FAA spokesman Ian Greger told the Associated Press the controller suffered a severe bout of heartburn, not a heart attack as reported by NATCA. Quote, "It's unfortunate that the controllers union's leadership didn't bother to check their facts and then use this gentleman's medical misfortune to try to further their political goals," unquote. NATCA Reno facility representative Rich Ferris responded, quote, "What struck this individual, it doesn't matter. We just don't have enough people certified," unquote. The FAA says there have been absolutely no delays or safety issues in or around Reno due to staffing levels. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Immigration agents arrest 32 in a raid on a Boeing supplier. Two business owners are charged with sourcing aircraft parts for Iran. And LAX opens its new center taxiway. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about his top 10 keys to safe flight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.